brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, into hour number three. Wow, the last 2 hours have blasted past us. I know we got loaded phone lines. Catherine Albert's coming up with the actual quotes of Tommy Thompson. Every child needs a microchip. The military needs it. Don't worry, your government loves you. So that's coming up. Before we're going to let John finish up and talk to Mike, the oldest caller is holding for Professor Griffin. But 9/11 Visibility Project, September11th.org, spelled out as the website. They have his 9/11 Commission Report, a 571-page line. It's what he's saying. He should have named his new book, The 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions. Great new book out, very well written. I've now had a chance to read it over the last month or so, scanning through it when I had time. And I suggest you get it. You can just type that into Google. It's on Amazon.com and with his publisher and all over the place. Okay, real fast, John, go ahead and make your point.
Well, I just wanted to say that it seems like the phony establishment liberals like Soros and Al Franken and the rest of them specialize in claiming that anyone who believes in these conspiracies behind 9/11 are to be barred from the anti-war movement. Anyone who calls for withdrawal like Cindy Sheehan should.
No, I agree. And now they're taking control of the operation at Crawford.
Yeah, but I believe that those that are most open to these kinds of conspiracies, those who point out that these wars are not just some aberration of a jealous fit by Bush or any of these presidents, are the left, are the communists, are the socialists. They point out, I think, that this the monopoly corporate connections to it, the military-industrial connections, they're the most open to the kinds of 9/11 conspiracies. So I see them as the most valuable ally rather than as some kind of...
Okay, thanks for the call, John. I got to let you go because I want to let Mike get on. Comments to that, Professor Griffin?
No, go on. Go on to the next...
All right, let's go to Mike. Mike in Tennessee, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex.
Hi.
Dr. Griffin. I called before. I'm a structural steel iron worker and welder, and when I talked to you before about the...
Yeah, last time you called was when the professor was on.
That's right. What I wanted to tell you was what initially got me investigating 9/11 was the fact that the columns that were left standing when the building fell looked like they were just snapped off, like toothpicks. And I challenge anyone to take a piece of steel, not ductile iron or cast iron, and snap it without it bending. And one other thing, a cover-up that everyone seems to have missed, was in the middle of all that, if you remember the local iron worker union protested and had the volunteers run off the job site, and that left it open for them to hire whoever who would not question the fact that all those...
Yeah, that's right. Let me get a comment from Professor Griffin.
Well, that's right. I mean, one of the many scandals that should have been a drumbeat in the mainstream press was this removal of the steel, because the fired Engineering magazine, and even the New York Times was saying this removal of evidence has to stop, because normally you can't remove a matchstick from a crime scene, and the fact that they were removing hundreds of tons of steel was just outrageous, and yet they did it, and like most everything else, they got away with it. Nobody's saying, well, this proves that they're trying to cover things up. That is very few people.
Well, in closing, Professor, aren't you worried that the military-industrial complex may carry out another attack because it seems like their agenda is stalling everywhere?
Well, it's certainly a real danger, because that will distract us from all these concerns. And we've seen many cases before when there's an uncomfortable story going, then something does happen that distracts us. So... And they still control mostly the media, so the media will just follow along.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. And thanks for Professor Griffin coming on today. Professor Griffin, I want to every few months get you on with an update. A lot of revelations today. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, Alex. Thank you for staying on the story.
You bet. Sayonara. Vaya con Dios. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, 10 years ago on the radio, I would have retired Pentagon scientists on the air about the plans to implant the population with microchips. Why, in 2000, I got an official Army document where they publicly called for it. For the general public. Andy Rooney in 2001 went on TV and said every American needs a chip to prove they're a good person, and he was serious. And now we have former governor from Wisconsin, Republican. We have Tommy Thompson, Health and Human Services, traveling the country, going to the little schools and standing up in his suit and going, get chipped today. That's the slogan. Going on TV and telling the military, hey, chip the troops. It's normal. Look, I'm the friendly big bear, Tommy Thompson. But no, we're still the weird ones for reporting on it. It doesn't exist. And Catherine Albrecht, of course, for many years, first started out exposing the loyalty cards at grocery stores. What a scam that is. And now it's come out that when you buy a pizza, it goes through an NSA, you know, type upload to check for warrants and the NCIC. Instead of getting a pizza, you get a SWAT team. And, Bush signs it where every prescription drug you get, whether, again, it's a diaphragm or ibuprofen, it's prescription, instantly uploaded, no freedom, no Fourth Amendment, nope. Every cell phone tracks you down to a few feet. They want to put transponders in all the cars and in their license plates and inspection stickers. A bill almost passed in Texas this year to start it next year. They're going to tax you with it, too. Maybe you don't like being followed and tracked, but how about getting taxed? Being given tickets. Why, from point to point, it shows you sped. They admit all this, so she's been on the cutting edge of exposing this. And we've got her on with us today. We're honored to have her. And now she's here to talk about the actual quotes of Tommy Thompson that she's got up on her website. And I've got CBS News. I've got a couple other articles where they've got his quotes. Some of them are even worse. But we're here delving deep into the rabbit hole, into the Alice in Wonderland, Outer Limits, Twilight Zone dimension. And Catherine, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex, did you ever think we would get to the point where we're having a serious discussion about chip implants and we've got a major ranking member of the Bush administration sitting there saying that we should put them in the military?
Well, I mean, you know that when... You know that when Bill O'Reilly says it, and you know that I've got Sean Hannity on video going, every child needs a chip, 2 years ago, I predict, well, you don't get into government-sponsored terror, but I know their agenda, and yes, I did think it would come to this, and what they'll have is a terrorist group who's against chips, and then see, if you won't take the chips, you're a terrorist, but go ahead.
Well, you know, that terrorist group may just be the nation's Christians, which is what has me kind of astonished, is here you've got the Bush administration, you've got G.W. Bush not saying a word against this, and yet you've got, you know, this 2,000-year-old prophecy straight out of the Bible saying there's going to be a mark and a number needed to buy and sell, and you've got the Christians getting a little nervous, but not the ones in the administration.
Well, not the big 501c3ers. I've got Pat Robertson on tape saying, oh, no, the chip's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I did an interview with the 700 Club last year. They actually flew me down, and we talked about the health effects of the Verichip implant, which I think I talked to your listeners about a while back. I know you've got some information posted on your website at Infowars.com about
that. Yeah, how
that.
They can explode. And, you know.
Yeah, they can explode. They can shift location. They can burn you from the inside out. If somebody sets off an EMP weapon, these things can literally become a molten mass of hot steaming metal and glass, you know, singeing you from the inside of your body out. They're incompatible with MRI machines, and you know they can shift location. I mean, there's really some very serious downsides to taking these implants. And here you've actually got them being promoted as a positive medical device when, you know, all the research we've done and everything, even the FDA has come out and said.
Well, he has to do this.
Dangerous.
2 years ago, my cousin, pretty high, you know, high up in the Army, came to my house and said, it's true. I went to a meeting with about 100 officers who were told not to talk about it. We're all getting chips in the next 2 years. Well, it's been 2 years.
Why has that happened? Because, you know, I've heard a lot of people saying it, but
no, this is my cousin. This is my cousin to me telling me openly that they told him this would happen in 2 years. I don't know if it's now happening. I know some special forces have gotten it.
Wow. And, you know, of course you got Tommy Thompson saying everybody in the military should get one. His quote here, you can also do it, meaning get an implant to replace dog tags with the United States Armed Forces. I'm sure you get a lot of email like I do, Alex. I get email from people in the military who say I'd rather take a bullet than a chip. So I don't know how they think they're going to get away with actually implanting computer chips.
They're going to have a national draft after the city gets nuked. They're going to line us all up and slather us with a chip.
Just slip them right on in. Well, it's you know, I'm stunned. I've been following this company. I've been following the RFID issue since 2002, and since that time, the Applied Digital Solutions people out of Florida that manufacture this Verichip, and now the Verichip Corporation.
Yeah, first they said they would never do this when their own documents showed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have the chief scientist on. He'd say they would. I'd have the CEO on. He'd say that's ridiculous. We won't. And then now they're running around all over the place. You want to get in the VIP bar, you got to do it.
Well, it's really extraordinary how they've kind of changed their story through the years. And, of course, many people way back in, you know, 2001 kind of knew where they were going with it and what their plans were. And, you know, now here it is all out on the table. But
and then it turned out the Jacobsons really worked for them, the evil family that got the chips.
I didn't know that, Alex. I didn't know that the Jacobsons, the ones that were called by the media, the Chipsons, who took
the chip on national
TV.
It came out in Miami papers that they were big investors.
Ah, okay. So they
it's like the hospitals
say.
They've gotten to do it are investors.
Wow.
Oh, you want a quote? I have the Bergen County County Police Chief on. They have a police chief instead of a sheriff. I had him on, and he said, I'll enforce making you take a chip.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I have the audio clip on the website.
Well, the piece I find really extraordinary about this is, you know, here's a company that's kind of been viewed as the black sheep of the RFID industry. I know that the folks who put together the consortium that wants to tag consumer products, you know, the folks from Walmart down to Procter & Gamble.
And the Defense Department, yeah.
Yeah, all of those folks have really tried to distance themselves from this company and really sort of looked down at it and said, oh, no, you know, they're just a nothing company. And
well, IBM doesn't distance themselves, lavishing them of cash.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really made a shift, and I think that's been the part that I find so significant. I mean, this company has been around touting human implants for a couple of years now, but what's really changed is in the last couple of months, bringing Tommy Thompson on board, getting some of this major media coverage. You know, I did an interview with BBC World Service just a week or two ago, and they actually, with a very straight face, said, will this help prevent things like the London terrorist bombing?
Oh, see, exactly. No.
So, you know, we've really...
Look, Catherine, Andy Rooney doesn't go on TV and say we all need chips to prove we're good. I'm sure you've seen that clip.
I have.
I mean, Andy Rooney doesn't... He's told to say that. There is a... I mean, listen, I have Sean Hannity going, these are great. I'm going to buy stock. This is wonderful. Every child needs it. They don't say that by accident.
Do we have Howard Stern even joking about how all kids should take one of these implants? I mean, you know, it's really been all across the media.
Yeah, no. They're told. This is part of the agenda.
Well, it's...
Look, I'm telling you, the military-industrial complex is going to be carrying terror out. There'll be guys on TV, you know, another transmission from the Christian resistance, and of course, it'll be the government doing it. Look, and they'll go, if you take that chip, I'll kill you. And he'll, like, shoot a little kid five times in the head. And they'll go, oh, see, if you don't take the chip, you kill children. Of course, it'll all be a government op, Catherine.
Well, it remains to be seen.
I know I'm going
a
little bit overboard here with you, but I'm just telling you how they operate.
Well,
okay?
I got to tell you, at this point, Alex, very little would surprise me since I've seen Tommy Thompson literally standing up there, you know, four-time governor of Wisconsin. I've spoken to people in Wisconsin. He is well-loved. He is. They
well,
call
that's
him
how they're going to do it. They're going to have a Christian terror group, and because I'm predicting what they'll do, they'll probably try to even claim I'm involved, which, of course, I'm not. It's government-sponsored terror, and they're going to kill people and say Christians are doing it.
Explain this scenario to me, Alex. You've got...
Okay. They will claim that a Christian group is against biometrics and chips.
Which
they will
many
claim,
Christians
and they will
are.
Claim the Christian group. I don't even mean Applied Digital. They're a front. You know, I mean, they would already be gone. They'd be bankrupt. They're a government front. All the evidence shows. What you'll have, this is the scenario. You will have a criminal group within the government that carries out terror attacks and attributes it to an imaginary Christian group who is resisting the mark of the beast. Then, if you refuse to take the chip, you must be with them.
Ah, okay. Well, I wouldn't surprise me, frankly, given the
amount
of craziness.
You've always been pretty conservative, so having a governor say take the chip is kind of getting you to...
Well, I got to say, Alex, it really has. I mean, you know, after a while, this stuff starts to seem so incredibly surreal that you really do say, you know, there's very little that would surprise me from this point forward. And I think I've kind of hit that point when you've actually got a four-time governor standing up. You've got a technology that we were promised over and over for the last several years would never be used to track people. We've now got them being inserted into passports. We've now got people at the U.S., the Mexican and Canadian borders being issued tags containing these RFID devices so they can be identified coming from 30 feet away. I mean, we've really hit a point where there is an awful lot of doublespeak, an awful lot of what we were told would be happening is happening a very different way. And frankly, this technology really does scare me. You know, I'm a Christian. Many people know that about me. Our organization, Caspian, is not a Christian
tonight
organization.
Tonight on Cops, another family tries to run. Brutal Christians refusing their security chip. Watches our commandos take them out. Tonight on Cops.
Well, the part that I think is just so extraordinary.
She was a Christian leader. That's why she released the nerve gas in 2009.
There you scare me, Alex.
And now the public execution. Our world leader demands it. He brings love.
Well, but you know, look at our nation's leader who is ostensibly is a Christian, and you're not hearing any of these arguments out of
Well, Skull and Bones is Christian.
Come again with that?
Skull and Bones is Christian.
How is that? I don't know much about Skull and Bones. I know that's something you've researched. So what's the Christian
angle? Lying in coffins and asking Lucifer to enter your body, and I mean that's Christian.
you got me speechless on that one.
I'm being sarcastic, Catherine. No, I mean, did you ever see the ABC News footage they got where they're like, ah, Satan, and doing the mock sacrifices?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, no, type it into Google. You'll get ABC News. Oh, yeah, that's what Bush did to be initiated. Uh-huh. We'll be right back with Catherine Albright.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health among longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Terror and then blame it on their opposition, who then isn't even allowed to defend themselves. And the Army didn't come out in 2000 and say, we're going to chip everybody and we're going to have everybody hooked into computers. I mean, they didn't say that for, you know, to play patty cake. They're not playing games. And when you, I mean, Catherine's talking to the BBC and they're like, well, wouldn't this stop the London bombing? We need to put a chip in you. We need, you know. This is happening. So Tommy Thompson is now part of the Get Chipped promotion. Give us some of his quotes, Catherine.
Well, Tommy Thompson, of course, and I were both on CBS Market Watch about 2 weeks ago, and, of course, I gave the usual kind of conservative, hey, I'm not sure we all want to be chipped and tracked everywhere we go, and he leapt out there with some of these just amazing quotes. One of them says they can be implanted in your arm within seconds, which I guess is true if you really want to do the speedy version. He says it'll give an identification number, so it's very beneficial. It's going to be extremely helpful, and it's a giant step forward to getting what we call an electronic medical record for all Americans, end quote.
Which the government's been calling for, biometric scanning of all children at birth.
Well, and you know that, Alex, they're saying it's going to cost $200 billion to take all of our medical records, make them all electronic, put them all on the internet, and put them all under the control of the federal government. Why in the heck would we possibly want that?
And Bush last week signed a law where everything you do prescription-wise instantly uploaded, no Fourth Amendment, not even a pretense.
Unbelievable. And, you know, we can trace all this back to HIPAA, which was the government's, and here I have to say it really was a pretense at privacy, when in reality, if you carefully read the HIPAA statement that your doctor makes you sign when you go into the doctor, and now even the dentist, even the optometrist makes you sign it, what it says on there is we have the right to give your information away to researchers, to federal government agents, to blah, blah, blah.
But that's to stop Al-Qaeda. There may be Al-Qaeda hiding in the drills.
Well, I'm not quite sure how there's a terrorist connection there, but I can certainly...
No, giving up rights is good, okay, Catherine?
Well, yeah, and, you know, I've told this before, I think, to your audience, that, you know, I've talked to young people, teenagers, and I've got to say, people our generation, if you're over 30, you have an obligation to tell people who are under 20 what's going on in the world today. And the real obligation, I think...
I remember in the old days when we didn't have a camera in the bathroom.
Yeah,
I remember in the old days when I didn't have to take 10 pills every morning and worship the global leader. I remember when I didn't have a sciatic nerve brain control modulator.
Well, and it's even, you know, the 15-year-old girl who turned to me and said, well, Catherine, I think it's really great that, you know, you're on TV and you're fighting all these privacy invasions and the supermarket cards and, you know, all this stuff, but I got just one question for you. If you got rid of those supermarket cards like you're trying to do, how would the store know what you bought? So you've got these young people just taking it as a matter of course that you know, global corporations
have
a right to
know what you
purchased.
Well, you come back in with your receipt.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've got a right to know what
you buy. Well, did you know that, like, I've seen three different issues of Time Magazine for Kids with huge, lavish articles about in the future you'll be chipped, your parents aren't cool, but you are, you know how good the chips are.
Wow.
Have you seen those?
You know, I haven't. I'd like to, though.
They even play on rebellion. Rebel against them. Get them.
Right. The stick-in-the-mud parents who don't understand how cool it is to have a chip and to have the supermarket watching what you buy and have your cell phone tracking you around. It's incredible.
Your parents don't know how cool it is to be a slave.
Well, let me give you another Tommy Thompson quote here. This is the one I that really made my hair stand up on end. He says, this is going to give that impetus to get the changing, the transformation, which I call, that's badly needed in our healthcare system. So this changing, this transformation is kind of what we're talking about. It's transforming this notion that you do have some form of medical privacy, this notion that you can, you know, take prescription drugs and it's really nobody's business but you and your doctors, and transforming it into this notion that everything you do needs to be
The chip is
going to
cause a transformation.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Oh.
And then he says the growth of this company is going to be exponential. This is going to be the kind of thing that's going to help kickstart the modern technology. And, of course,
to transform you.
Well, we've been following this. You and I have been following this for several years. And, you know, back in the early days when they first introduced the VeriChip, they predicted a market of literally billions of people taking the VeriChip. And they said that on their website. They said it in their public statements. We predict a market of literally billions. And how do you get a market of billions of people to take these devices? I mean, they can't even pay people to put these things in their arms unless you make it mandatory. And
well, they're
really going to...
It's just, sorry, the hospital does not allow you in unless you do it. We refuse care. And that's what they're moving to do.
Yeah, well, unless you have the chip in your arm, you may actually not be able to get health care 10 years down the road when they make these electronic medical records.
Well,
that's the plan.
Absolutely. There's liability for the company. You could have some reaction we don't know about, and we're going to be liable. Listen, it's reasonable. Take it.
You'll be transformed. You'll join us. You'll join the new world leader.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At Genesis Radio, we are proud to bring you PC Security Shield. Spyware, viruses, and pop-up advertisements are out to annoy us and slow down our computers. PC Security Shield will prevent and eliminate these programs before they are allowed to disrupt your computer. We rely on PC Security Shield to protect our computers so that we can bring you, the listener, the programs you want to hear without interruption. Please log on to GCNLive.com and click on the PC Security Shield banner at the top of the page for a discount available only to our loyal listeners at GCN.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com, or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com, or call 830-672-8734.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael, Janice, Ralph, Mike, others. Or is it Mitch? We're going to get to your calls here. Catherine Albert being a real sweetheart with us today. You might hear her sitting in on the show sometime next week if I decide to go out of town. But her and, of course, Erskine and Jack Blood. But, I mean, there's so much to talk about, but let's burn it into our brains. And it's refreshing to hear that she's upset about it. She's always been pretty calm. I mean, to have a former member of the cabinet, a governor, traipsing around saying, get chipped, it's wonderful, kids need it, the military needs it. I mean, I got quotes from speeches he's given where he's saying every child needs it. I mean, they're out in the open, folks, and they're just going to keep acting like they're normal and having these prestigious people push it. And then we're weird, we're backwards. Why? They're going to have software comes out that's only activatable through it. It's like nobody asked you if you wanted it or not. When you go to SeaWorld, they want to thumb scan, face scan you. When you go to Disney World, or when you go on some cruise lines, they just herd you in and have you do it. They're just putting these grids in. Catherine, please continue.
Well, you know, you mentioned tracking kids and Tommy Thompson talking about that. It's interesting. Right after he publicly went on the board and started making these announcements, the VeriChip and Applied Digital folks came out with this big press release that they had foiled a baby abduction from a hospital in North Carolina. Did you hear about this one?
Another one of their frauds.
Yeah, well, they made this big announcement that their VeriChip product, which is an ankle bracelet, it's an RFID-based device that they clamp onto the ankle of newborn babies, and they have doorway sensors in the hospital, so if someone attempts to take the baby through the doorway without removing or deactivating the ankle bracelet, it will set off an alarm.
Well, a bunch of companies do that.
Well, so they came out. Yeah, you've got the Hugs and Kisses program. You got, oh, God, they have horrible names. It's amazing. Anyway, so you have this big announcement, and they're touting it from the rooftops. Our technology foiled a baby abduction. This is a huge danger. We need to tag kids. Then you've got Tommy Thompson saying, we need this to tag kids in hospitals to make them safer from abductions. Well, here's really the scoop on this. We did a little research, and we found out, do you know who was trying to abduct that baby? Cough, cough. I put that in quotes.
Who?
The baby's parents. The mother who had just given birth to the baby and the father of the baby tried to remove the baby because they were afraid that the hospital administrators were going to take the baby from them. And they're
the
criminals.
Which is what they do. So it's CPS making the parents criminals. What happened to the parents?
You know, that's something we need to follow up on and figure out. Are they cooling their heels in jail right now for trying to remove their own baby from the hospital? But so it was not an issue of some stranger abducting the baby. The baby's own mother was trying to take the baby home.
Well, have you been able to get this out in the media and expose their fraud?
Well, it's been reported in a couple of different places. We just sent out a newsletter, which, by the way, your listeners should all sign up for our newsletter. You can do that at spychips.com. Just type in your email address, and there's a form there, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, we just sent out a newsletter where we talk about that. There have been some reports in the media, but I'd say, you know, 99 out of 100 reports on this said, oh, hooray, this new technology helped foil an abduction, but they don't talk about what the abduction, quote-unquote, was really about. You know, the other thing, Alex,
the parents who just had the baby, they tried to take it out, and in their bed.
And they didn't have the hospital authorization to remove their child.
Yeah, they're evil. Yes.
And they were literally, as far as my understanding, they were arrested for abduction.
Good.
Evil kidnappers taking their own baby. So, yeah, definitely. It's interesting here in the state of New Hampshire where I live, there's been a big push to get more respect for home birth midwives so people can have their babies at home and avoid it altogether.
The government's moving to stop that, even though statistically it's safer.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's many states that have tried to ban it outright, and they're doing all sorts of things. But obviously, your baby's not going to get abducted if you have your baby at home.
Well, under New Freedom, they try to drug the mothers and the children. And they spy on the mothers and fill out all these tattletale reports. And up in Illinois, all mothers will get 3 CPS visits, whether you're a millionaire or a poor mother on food stamps, all about getting you into the system.
Wow.
Well, did you hear about how they tried to pass a law this year? We narrowly defeated it, but they're going to bring it up next legislative session to put a transponder in the new inspection stickers next year.
That's in Texas, yeah.
To start taxation immediately.
Yeah.
With the radio readers. I mean, folks, this isn't like, you know, over the next hill. This is like in front of us.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, in the book that I've co-authored that's coming out in a little over 6 weeks now, it's coming out October 4th, we devote a whole chapter to transportation and tracking, RFID-based tracking.
What's the name of the book?
It's called Spy Chips, and it's available for pre-order on Amazon.com right now. You can see it up on our SpyChips.com website and get some information about it. It is, I think it's going to really change the conversation about a lot of this RFID technology because we found in their own words some of the biggest corporations on planet Earth very clearly discussing and never before published information about their plans literally to track people everywhere they go, track them in their cars, track them walking down the street.
Unless they're an illegal alien, then they're given more tuition than citizens. They're given home loans. They're above the law, but us gullible little compliant slaves, we're going to really enjoy it.
Well, and even the immigrants now are getting tagged, so not so quick. I'm sure they'd tag everybody if they could.
It's all selectively enforced.
Yeah.
But, I want to take a few calls here, but Catherine, a few years ago you went to one of their big consortium meetings, big convention in Chicago, and they were saying stuff like, the public hates this in our polls, our internal polls, but they will submit. We will dominate them. The Babylon system of angel is almost ready. I mean, this is very bizarre and occultic sounding. Can you
Can you talk about that?
Well, you know, I've attended a couple of their meetings. The first one that I ever went to was back in the spring of 2002, and at that meeting I literally heard people say, won't it be great when we'll know every time the consumer takes the lid off the toothpaste in their own bathroom?
Ah.
And, you know, this is the plan is to put RFID readers in our medicine cabinets, to put them in our bathroom scales. We report that in the newsletter that went out yesterday, to put them in our refrigerators and our pantries so that literally every product you bring into your home
it's like the black box in your car has that history.
It's like the black box in your car, but it's recording, you know, at what time someone removed the psycho whatever medication from the shelf and how much it weighed when they took it out and how much it weighed when they put it back and who the individual was who picked it up. So all of this information. The other piece, Alex, that I found shocking.
So we'd have a world free of Al-Qaeda.
Well, this is a different,
if
it's a different
just
security
take the
issue.
Ship, but what's wrong with you people? Just take it.
Well, and the of course, we'd have the world free from people not following the prescription instructions that they were given by their doctors.
And we've got new freedom where we've got to drug everyone.
Well, and the concern the pharmaceutical industry has is that 50% of people do not fill the prescriptions they're written. So they want to make sure that not only are you taking the drugs that you get, but that you're filling every prescription you're issued.
Yes.
So when the doctor writes you a prescription, you know, and we've all had the experience of going to the doctor because you just wanted to make sure something wasn't serious. And he goes, oh, it's not serious, but here's
and
the prescription anyway.
And
he
gives you a big thing of painkillers and you don't want them.
Yeah, just for that, you know, just so you know I earned my $100. I'll write your prescription. And, you know, most of us go, I don't really need that. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't dying of, you know, a brain hemorrhage or something.
No, I've got antibiotics from, you know, when I went to the doctor 5 years ago in the cabinet.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people just throw away the prescription pad, the piece of paper, because they don't need the prescription. They don't need the drug. The doctor gave it just in case you felt like you needed it, you didn't feel like you
needed
it.
That might be criminal. We better track that. We better SWAT team them.
Well, you know,
and then if there's any plates in the sink, we better take their children.
Well, what's funny about it, Alex, is that the pharmaceutical industry views that as you're somehow costing them money because a legitimate doctor gave you a legitimate prescription and you failed to comply by not filling that prescription.
Yeah.
So they call it prescription compliance. They talk about losing billions of dollars every year because people don't comply with their prescription
requirements. Well, have you heard the new thing where the biggest janitor company, 500,000 employees, exterminator companies, truck drivers, they're all spying on you when they're in your house, and the cops can't do that, and what they're doing is criminal, too. I mean, we are really becoming a nightmare place.
This is people you hire to come in and clean your business or your home, and they're reporting back if they see anything unusual to Homeland Security.
Yes.
Is that the idea?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I mean, it's like being institutionalized across the board.
It's like something straight out of the KGB. Well, here, let me give you guys a little bit of intellectual ammunition next time you're arguing with somebody who says this is going to make us safer.
I don't think I've ever found one of those people.
Well,
everybody I know is against it. They just keep moving forward.
Well, I know a lot of people who say, well, you know, maybe it's okay. Maybe it's a good idea. You know, if the government can watch us more close, they'll keep us safe. And if you ever hear anybody say that, and I know some of you have heard me on the radio before.
They're nice people.
But let me tell you, what I always reply is I say, who in the 20th century were the most surveilled people on the planet? And the answer is probably the people living in Stalin's Soviet Union. They, you know, you had KGB running around.
Oh, no, it never, giving up liberty gives you tyranny. It doesn't give you security.
Absolutely. So you had, you know, they could intercept your phone calls. They could send a neighbor over to your barbecue and listen in on your conversations, report them back to the government. They could intercept your mail. They could, basically everything you did.
And by the way, in that society, everybody uses it in business against each other, or somebody wants your wife, or somebody's jealous of you, or they're just a nutcase. And those people rise up through the ranks. And then pretty soon people go, I'm not going to produce anything. I'm just going to be fed on. And so your way of rebelling is just being a lazy sloth. Then there's forced labor camps, which they admittedly are building. Did you know about the forced labor camps?
I've heard something.
No, I've had county commissioners on from Oregon who've been to them. The government admits it. Speaking of Oregon, they introduced a bill that if you download music, 25 years in a forced labor camp.
Okay.
And the governor of Rhode Island tried to pass a martial law bill saying for any reason they could arrest you. Oh, yeah, it's called enemy combatant.
Okay, wow. Well, let me just finish my one thought, because you always have me think of way too many things at once. Let me just finish the one thought. The idea that somehow being surveilled makes us safer, you can simply point to the example of the Soviet Union under Stalin and his predecessor, or the folks who came after him, and you can say, Did that make them safer? Being watched, being observed, having their phone calls and their mail intercepted, having everything they did watched, did not make them safer. Actually, that was the bloodiest, most ruthless regime in the 20th century, and Stalin's government killed 60 million of its own people for opposing the government.
No. He liberated. They were traitors.
Yeah, well, liberated from food in Ukraine.
It's good for a country to spend all its time spying and tattling. That's what the founding fathers called for. Catherine, once you get re-educated, it's going to be okay.
Re-educated, yeah. Well, there you go.
Give us your websites again.
Okay, website spychips.com. You can get information about our book. You can sign up for our free newsletter that goes out about once a month, sometimes a little less frequently if we're super busy, but we try to keep you on top of the news. We've got our website at nocards.org, and No Cards is the one that talks all about the supermarket cards and how they're using dossiers of information on the food purchases that you make, how that information gets stored and used against people, and how it's just the anti-liberty
that's freedom. I judge freedom by how many people are in prison and how little freedoms we have. You know, I ran into a lady in England, and she goes, I think we should give up our freedom for liberty.
I'm sorry,
our liberty for freedom.
You're making me think of something, Alex. You know, the RFID reader devices, people who've heard me before know that there's a plan afoot to put a tiny RFID tracking device into every consumer product manufactured on Earth to replace the barcode.
They wanted to have it this year, but they're behind.
Yeah, well, they're too expensive yet. When they come down to a couple pennies apiece, we'll start seeing them pop up. And they've also got a lot of consumer opposition. There's a lot of people don't like this. But in any event, down the road, they'd like every pair of socks, every Calvin Klein sweatshirt, every pen in your pocket to have one of these RFID tags in it. And the question really is, well, how, you know, don't worry about the privacy implications, folks, because the reader devices, it's not like we're going to have reader devices everywhere. Well, we've done some digging around, and this is all revealed in our book, Spy Chips, coming out in October. We did some digging around, and we found that the companies that manufacture those anti-theft portals in doorways at you know, regular retail stores you walk through, and it sets off the alarm.
They've already said they're going to put those in, yeah.
Well, they are migrating those. The two companies that make them, Checkpoint and Sensormatic, are migrating those to become RFID readers. So what that means is they can slip an RFID tag into the loyalty card in your wallet, into your passport, into your shoe, the layers between your shoe, into the label of your clothing, all of which we've seen, by the way. And as you walk through that security portal that you think is just an anti-theft device, they could be scanning you head to toe and identifying you in the
Well, they admit. I mean, they're going to get your identity, which is more freedom. Let's take a call. How dare her not be for it? She's evil. She doesn't love her government. Let's go ahead and who's up next here? Mike in Chicago. You're on the air, Al-Qaeda member.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. Couple of quick things real fast. I want to go back real quick to 9/11. When he sat there and waited until the Pentagon got hit because a domestic military installation got hit, he automatically gets war powers. So sitting there biding his time allowed him to not have to go to Congress to control the media, to, you know, wage war whenever he wants to, wherever he wants to. So don't forget that little bit. Go into the chips real fast. Chips will make you as secure as the cameras did, so that'll help with the London bombing. As far as making people take them, let's say there's a bio attack, and the only way that you can get your vaccination is if you get your microchip. Would you be willing to take it? Maybe not right away.
Actually, it was Tommy Thompson who said everybody needs to be forced to take the injection.
Well,
so,
hey, you might not take it right away, and you might resist it for a little while until your neighbor gets sick and dies or a cousin gets sick and dies, and then you'll be standing in line with everybody else waiting to get it.
Receiving the transformation, the blessing.
That's right. Two other things real quick, and then I'll jump off of here. Verichip is a subsidiary of Digital Angel Corp, and all airbags already have GPS in them. Have a good one. Take care.
Well, from my research, Applied Digital's debt is owned predominantly by IBM. So it's really, I mean, look, I've looked into it, and I'm sure you have too, Catherine.
Mm.
That all your other big computer companies, Motorola, IBM, they've all been developing subdermal chips too, quote, in R&D. So it seems like really Applied Digital is the front to prance around promoting it.
You know, if you look at Applied Digital's history, there's been some research that's been kind of interesting into all of the sort of financial shenanigans. There's a lot of people who think it's just a stock scam. You know, that literally they're putting, I mean, I'll give you some evidence. Back in October 12th of 2004, when they announced their FDA approval, that the FDA had actually approved the use of this as a medical implant, some of the key folks in the company, some of the key stockholders divested themselves of their stock after that announcement. Now, it would seem to me that when you get a big publicly, you know, positive announcement like that, that's the time you buy more stock, not the time you cash out. So, I'm really questioning how serious these folks are about their long-term vision.
Well, I think IBM sued them, too, over that.
Yeah, well, they've been sued by all kinds of folks, and they've had a turnover that, you know, they've got a revolving door over there with some of their senior management.
But they got the Pentagon and Thompson all about promoting for them. And, I mean, remember when the Chipsons got chipped, how it was on every TV channel everywhere, and it was so positive, and their stock plunged by like 90%?
Yeah, well, they did a stock split that actually changed the value of their stock. They've done lots of stock shenanigans over the years, so you can go back. There's lots of evidence on that company of, they've gotten reprimand letters from federal agencies. I mean, they've been in trouble.
But Catherine, we could trust you if you had a chip. I mean, Andy Rooney says so. The man we could trust on 60 Minutes. Why don't, Catherine, just take it?
Yeah, we got to stop fighting, huh, Alex?
Just
not in your life.
And the chip on the sciatic nerve they just approved, won't that make you better?
What's that one?
You didn't hear about the brain chip approval?
Oh, no. No.
We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Should have talked about this earlier. We've had it ready for months and for some reason never launched it. But there's a lot of new media going up on it today. Right now, there's just some old interviews we did over the last few months that we uploaded to it in the aggregator. But there'll be a lot of new stuff going up there. We're going to put audio from the TV shows. We're going to put some of our better audio interviews on the radio show with podcasting. So you can go to Infowars.com. It'll be up there later today on PrisonPlanet.com and throughout the weekend and a bunch of interviews. That new interview I did with Ray McGovern and Cindy Sheehan and stuff you haven't heard, that's going to be up there this weekend. So go sign up. And what it is, folks, is just automatic downloads to your computer or your iPod or your MP3 device. And we're going to be having new media on there. Every couple days we'll have two or three new things. So it's going to average out to new media 7 days a week every day. And we hope you'll spread the word about the new podcast. Okay, that said, I haven't plugged it yet today, which is never good. I've made some great films, 12 of them, written a book, carry another book that I published. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos that I think are important. And I hope you'll go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the books and videos off the site. Your purchase makes this broadcast possible and helps pay for the substantive overhead that my operation accrues. So please support us. Get Martial Law, my new film. Go to Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where for 15 cents a day, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews, all my films, a bunch of other films, so much new stuff, original reports I did in London with MI5 agents and members of Parliament, interviews at Crawford. I mean, I do that all the time, and that goes up there on the site. Isn't even put in documentaries. So PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll free to order 1-888-253-3139. Anton in Texas, last caller we have time for. You're on the air with Catherine Albert. Go ahead.
How's it going? I was just wanting to know if anyone has even thought about making some sort of RF jammer.
They have things that fry them and erase them. But Catherine, comments.
Well, you got two different things. One is jamming the reader devices, which would be a violation of FCC regulations and would land you probably some serious fines and possibly even prison time. So even if you can find a way to do it, probably not the best idea, because it's easy to pinpoint the location.
Yeah, it's like Rosa Parks trying to put a clown white cake makeup on to ride the front of the bus. We're not trying to get around this system. We're trying to stop it from going in, but go ahead.
Yeah, so there's your one problem. Your other problem is it's possible to kill a tag, but it's not possible to do it safely right now. We in our book, Spy Chips, we show actually pictures of tags that we put in the microwave for just 6 seconds, and they're charred and burnt.
Yeah, they explode.
So, yeah, and your other problem is if these things are going into Michelin tires. These things are going into things that are a little too big to stick in your microwave. You know, ultimately they want to put these into cash, and if you put that in the microwave and blew out the chip, you would essentially invalidate
your
cash.
Yeah, they admit that Europe and the U.S. and the Japanese are testing this right now.
Looking into it, but the problem is, so you don't want your cash to be trackable, you kill the chip, you just invalidated your $100 bill because it's in there to prevent counterfeiting, and that's how they validate that it's real. So down the road, killing chips may not be your best bet. Anyway,
right.
Visit our website, spychips.com, if you want to order our video. I've got a video out called RFID Tracking Everything Everywhere. Folks at End Time Ministries sell that at 1-800-END-TIME, E-N-D-T-I-M-E. Thanks.
Okay, Catherine, thanks for coming on with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. Anything else you want to say, Anton?
Not much. I wanted to hear more about the brain chip, but maybe
next time. Well, that's a sciatic stimulator to make you feel better, and we say you're mentally ill, so you have to take it. That got FDA approval about a year ago.
All right, keep up the good work.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, and throughout the weekend, and, of course, back on Monday and throughout the week. So be sure and join us. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.